Hello, my name is Lisa Elvins del Torre, and this is my channel, Have Roots, Will Travel. I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos will be about travel or understanding various localities. Someone asked me this past week what Have Roots, Will Travel really meant, and it got me thinking. It's really about travel. But it's travel that genealogists do, either through time or space or just traveling backwards in history. So I think the essence of my channel really is about travel, but in a virtual way. And sometimes we travel literally, to go to the historical places we need to see. But in this particular series, I'm focusing on another kind of travel where we're traveling backwards in time to be able to understand this amazing series of women called Les Filles du Roi, which I will go into in more detail. It's a subject that is near and dear to my heart, being that I am a fille du roi myself. I'm a descendant of a fille du roi. And I decided I wanted to explore each and every one of these amazing women. And as I go through their histories, some are, a basic, but others are fascinating. And just knowing that each one of these 700 women, over 700 women, created what is now currently Quebec and the rest of parts of North America is just phenomenal to me. Their influence is felt even to this day. So with that, let's get started. And before I forget, don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you like this content, and also click on that little notification so you'll be alerted when I get when I post new content. All right. Les Filles du Roi was a program that was begun by the Quebec government in the early 1660s. I go into greater length about this program in the YouTube video that I created. It's Les Filles du Roi, the program 2.0, I believe, is the one that you should be looking for. And it will give you all the nuts and bolts and how they were recruited and all that good stuff. So have a gander at that one just to be able to understand what your particular fille du roi went through, and how she was selected, and all of that historical data. Today, we're going to be focusing on a particular fille du roi. We will be focusing on Geneviève Célestine Rigaud. You'll see that her spelling of her name is a change. There's a couple of different ways of looking at it. I've chosen to do this Rigaud with the L, but it's also spelled AUD. So we'll, don't ever let yourself be stopped by spelling. Look at it, see if it applies, and move on. But don't stop just because the spelling is wrong or different. And this particular lady is my 10 times a great grandmother. So we really reached into the past for this one. Geneviève was born in 1643 in the parish of Saint-Médard. The church where she would have been baptized dates back to the 14th century, and as far as parish churches go, smaller than the average, but equally as beautiful. Her father was Jean Rigaud. You'll see the different spelling of the name there. And her mother was Anne Caron. You can also see an arrow pointing to the 5th arrondissement. The 5th arrondissement is the oldest arrondissement in Paris and was first built by the Romans. If you recall, arrondissement means the region or the circular. It's a circular way of defining a location. This arrondissement is also called the Pantheon. It's situated on the rive gauche of the River Seine. The arrondissement is home to the Quartier Latin, a district dominated by universities and other educational institutions. It was here in the 12th century that the Sorbonne was created. According to records in France, Genevieve's mother, Anne, is a widow by 1650. Therefore, we can assume that Genevieve grew up either as the daughter of a single mother or a stepdaughter if her mother remarried. This then tells us that the opportunity to be a fille du roi probably was something that was needed. Genevieve came to New France aboard the Saint-Louis de Dieppe, and she arrived in New France on September 25th, 1667, very early on. The man she selects and selects her is named Pierre Titu, Sieur de Tilly, and it's also spelled Titu or Tistu, so we need to be on the lookout for that. Pierre is a twin, although we do not know anything about his sister Marie. He was born in the village of Panzou. In a small it's a small village located in the department of Indre-et-Loire of the French region of Centre. He arrives in New France in 1664 and is found at Château Richer in 1665. He's working as a day laborer. So he has a couple of years before Genevieve arrives. They were married October 11, 1667, at Quebec City, at the Notre Dame Church. We have here the notarial record, and also we are lucky enough to have the marriage record from the church. Genevieve and Pierre settle at a place called L'Ange Gardien, which literally means guardian angel. L'Ange Gardien is located about 14 kilometers or about 9 miles from Quebec City. Pierre Meilleur and Jean Trouzet became the first two permanent settlers on September 29, 1657. I am recording this on September 29th. I just find that amazing. So it's 1657, and by 1664, there's about 125 habitants, as they called them, and they actually celebrated a mass in 1664 in the home of Jean Trudel. And this is when they kind of separated from Château Richer, which was the place where they tended to congregate and get baptized. And so L'Ange Gardien became its own parish gradually over time. But the beginnings of that were found by doing a mass in someone's home. And it became an autonomous parish. Now, gradually, the funds for a church were collected, and in 1675, a stone church was built. A new church was built in 1717, and it was burned down in 1931 and rebuilt. So this church that we see at Château Richer right now is actually on the grounds of the first church that was built in 1717. This painting is actually an illustration taken about, it's about 1818 is when the painting depicts life in Ange Gardien. And this is an actual picture of L'Ange Gardien as it looks out over, this is the shore, and it looks out over Île d'Orléans. So that's kind of an interesting to see how close it is to Île d'Orléans. Now, Pierre and Genevieve arrive in 1667, so I mean they are among the early pioneers, and so they go about building a life together. And they did. They had 12 children. First, they had Genevieve, who died within 6 weeks. Jean-Pierre died around the age of 10 years of age. The third child, Daniel, really interesting life. He grew up to become a priest and went to serve in a newly formed parish in Mississippi. He was killed by the Indians at the age of 48. So he was one of the founders of the area in Mississippi. Interesting to see how from a very small village in Quebec, we have this influence in Mississippi of all places. Then we have Marie, who married Jacques Jean did La Rose, and they had seven children, four of whom made it to adulthood. Marguerite married Jean Baptiste Gérard Gérard, who was the brother of Jacques Gérard, who had married her sister Marie. And they had two children, both of whom made it to adulthood. Marguerite would pass away at 19, giving birth to the second child. Angélique married Pierre Dion, with whom she had two children, both of whom reached adulthood. Then she married François Aubert, with whom she had four children, all of whom made it to adulthood. She lastly married Gabriel Charlin, but she passed away at the age of 34, less than 2 years after their marriage. Guillaume passed away at 8 years of age. Their eighth child, Pierre, passed away at 17. The second Geneviève, who is my nine times great grandmother, and she marries first René Brissot, with whom she has nine children, eight of whom made it to adulthood. Her second marriage to Louis Leval does not produce any children. Thérèse passes away around the age of two. Richard marries twice, but there are no known descendants from this line. Françoise becomes a nun with the Saint Raphael Convent in Montreal. Amazing family, honestly. And now Pierre passes away May 3rd, 1718, and Geneviève dies 2 years later. And they are both buried at Château Richer. And there is a monument which lists P. Testu right here. And remember, I said his name was either Têtu or Testu. And he was, Premier Colon is the first pioneers of l'Ange Gardien. So, all their children they had, all their descendants, they really had a wonderful life. And a fairly full one is at that. So, with that, we will bid you adieu until we look at the next video. And I can't wait to see you on the next video. Until then, au revoir.